أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with أسماء الحسنى. Today we will look at the attribute of Al-Adl, the just. In Surah Al-Kahf, this is Surah number 18, Ayah 49, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا يظلم ربك أحدا. And your Rabb does not deal unjustly with anyone. Adl literally means to put everything in its rightful place. Sometimes we confuse Adl with equality. Equality is not a condition for justice. For example, justice in a classroom does not mean that all the students are given equal marks, but that marks are given according to ability and effort. Similarly, it would not be adl. Allah would not be al-adl if a large oak tree was given the same roots as that of a small sapling. So the moment you hear adl, al-adl, the just, it is believing in nine things. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for all His creations a just master. He never does anything wrong. Remember, بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ, in His hands is only goodness. He does not fail to do anything which is necessary. There is no injustice in His decisions. When He tests us or gives a command, He does not ask beyond what we can do. He will always reward those who obey, and it is for Him to decide if He so desires to punish. Adab will never go beyond what an individual deserves, and He does not force anyone to do evil and then punish them. So, knowing that Allah is Al-Adl, believing in Him, means that we should never be in a position of accusing Allah of injustice or favoritism. If we put it to logic, and we think that if Allah did do something that was unfair, then there's only four possibilities. Either He did it knowingly, which makes Him a zalim, which is unjust. Or He did it unknowingly, which immediately makes Him a jahil, which is ignorant. Or He was forced to do it, which makes Him muhtaj, which is reliant on others. Or He did it as an amusement, which does not make Him hakim, which is wise. Now, since Allah is not unjust, He is not ignorant, He is not reliant on others, and He is not unwise, then the question of Allah being unjust does not arise. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said that believing in Al-Adl means that you must not be in a position of accusing Him of anything. There's a wonderful anecdote about Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam, who was asked, is humankind free in their actions? And the young Imam says there are only three possibilities. Either the human being is fully responsible for his actions, or Allah is fully responsible for his actions, or both the human being and Allah are partners in the responsibility of actions. Well, if Allah was the originator of the action, then how can He punish the human being for his sins? That would be unjust. If both the human being and Allah are partners, then it is gross injustice that the powerful partner punishes the weaker partner for an action that both committed together. As both those arguments are illogical, then the only theory that is acceptable is that the human being does his actions by his own will and power. And in essence, Al-Adl judges his actions. Now, very often, the moment we have the concept of justice coming up in our minds, we think about the concept of evil. Now, I just mentioned that in Surah Al-Imran, Ayah 25, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. In your hands is all good. Indeed, you have power over everything. In Islam, evil does not exist. It is the absence of good, just like a shadow, which is not existent in itself, but appears because of the absence of light. When the human being interferes with the perfect laws laid down by Allah, then it causes the absence of good and thus shows evil. See, Surah Ar-Rum, Allah is very, very clear. This is Surah number 30, Ayah number 41. He says, ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا قَسَبَتْ أَيْدِي النَّاسِ لِيُذِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Corruption has appeared in the land and the sea on account of what the hands of human beings have done, that He may make them taste a part of that which they have done, so that they may return. I remember some years ago that women took an anti-sickness drug when they were pregnant called thalidomide. And the drug resulted in the birth of children whose limbs were deformed. Now, you cannot blame the birth of these deformed limbs on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the drug was taken on the human being's own free will and the consequences were suffered. And Allah does not interfere. He says in Surah Al-Fatir, Surah number 35, Ayah 43, فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. You shall not find any alteration in the course of Allah, and you shall not find any change in the course of Allah. When he creates creation as a whole and not in bits. That is his justice. The laws and orders of creation are set and there is no change in them ever. Now, the Quran also mentions two other types of justice, and that's individual justice. For example, protecting the soul and refraining from all unworthy actions. So one who is able to apply al-adl to his or her life will acquire God consciousness or taqwa and social justice, which is the manifestation of al-adl, where one maintains the rights of others and treats others as equal before divine law. There are many ahadith on the benefits, or rather the merits, of one who is adil. One of them where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there are seven types of people whom Allah will shade on a day when there will be no shade except His. A just imam, a young person who grows up adoring Allah, a person whose heart is attached to the mosque. Two people who love each other for the sake of Allah, they meet and they part only accordingly. A woman, or rather a man, who keeps away from an illicit relationship because of the fear of Allah. A man who pays charity and hides his action, so much so that his left hand does not know what his right hand gives away. And a person who mentions the name of Allah for the sake of remembering Him while his tears overflow. So if we sum that up, then Abdul Adl is the one who applies to himself first that which he intends to do to others. His or her actions are never under the influence of anger or revenge or self-interest. They are never to the detriment of others. They behave and act according to the laws of Allah. Yet such a person knows that divine justice is not equality as human beings imagine it to be. He gives rights in their right measure to those who have the right. One who is fair in treatment of others. If you write al-adl on a mouthful of bread with your fingers and eat it on a Friday night, that means on Thursday night, the night of Friday, then you will see that those who oppose you will see the truth and inshallah be compliant, inshallah. But I'd like to end with a wonderful anecdote which I remember as a child. There was once a small insect who flew in from the garden and called on Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam for justice, and he said, "O Sulaiman, you extend your justice over the jinn and the children of Adam. Fish and fowl dwell upon the shelter of your justice. Where is the oppressed one whom your mercy has not sought? Grant me redress, for I am afflicted. I'm cut off from my garden and my meadow." And Sulaiman says, "Tell me, from whom do you desire redress? Who with arrogance has oppressed you?" And the insect said, "The one from whom I seek redress is the wind. It has oppressed me. Through its oppression I am in a grievous strait." Sulaiman said, "O sweet-voiced one, you must hear the command of Allah with your heart. God has commanded me, saying, 'O the dispenser of justice, never hear one party without the other. Until both parties come into the presence, the truth is never made plain to the judge.'" Very important to understand what Al-Adl does to our lives.